This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Defense Board's annual congressional report consolidates DOE site issues. In late February, the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board submitted its 23rd annual report to Congress for calendar year 2012, in which they identified the earthquake hazard at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, as the highest priority safety problem. The board has been concerned for years about the danger of an earthquake that would result in the collapse of the Technical Area 55 plutonium facility, causing a major fire. New seismic studies have revealed previously unknown structural weaknesses in the plutonium facility, which is the only facility in the nation manufacturing plutonium cores for nuclear weapons. Such a collapse, the report says, quote, would likely result in very high radiological doses to the public in nearby towns, end quote. On January 3, 2013, the board wrote to DOE Secretary Chu asking for additional steps to reduce the potential consequences of an earthquake and collapse of the plutonium facility and the resulting release of plutonium and other radionuclides and toxic and hazardous materials into the environment. The report is a compilation of the issues raised by the board in their oversight of the DOE sites across the nation. Included in the report are three DOE sites located in New Mexico. They are LANL, Sandia National Laboratories, and the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. The Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board is an independent federal agency within the executive branch congressionally created in the 1989 National Defense Authorization Act. Its primary mission is, quote, to identify the nature and consequences of any significant potential threats to public health and safety, to elevate such issues to the highest level of authority, and to inform the public, end quote. The board also reported on issues raised by Citizen Action New Mexico about the annular core research reactor at Sandia National Laboratories. The reactor is used for researching reactor safety and conducting tests of electronics in high radiation fields. It has experienced several failures. As a result of the issues raised, DOE has limited the quantity of nuclear materials allowed in the facility, as well as requiring additional checks of the reactor control system. For the WIP in 2011, the board reviewed the Fire Protection Program and the maintenance program at the nation's only disposal facility for defense-related plutonium-contaminated waste located 2,150 feet below the surface of the earth in the salt beds of southeastern New Mexico. The board found a number of deficiencies in both programs. The DOE has corrected some problems and continues to correct others. The board plans to hold a public hearing in New Mexico again this summer. To read the board's annual report to Congress, go to dnfsb.gov. This has been the CCNS News Update. To sign up to receive the weekly CCNS News Update, please go to nuclearactive.org.